Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. This is praying sisters listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. But I just asked for any sisters listening today that just for her salvation, her safekeeping, for her to really grow in the spirit, and to treasure your Holy Ghost and to go after him and to ask to be filled with him continually. And that she just really seeks after you with prayer and fasting and just grows close to you through these teachings, and that she shines as a light when all these things start to happen for again for the salvation, safekeeping of any of her loved ones that she's fighting for. Ask all these prayers, you Father, you Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Acts chapter 16, starting at verse 6. It says, "Now when they had gone through Phrygia," I'm sorry, "and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after that they were come to Messiah, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not." That might surprise a lot of people, right? Because the apostles, that you know that the Holy Spirit say, no, don't go and preach the word in Asia, okay? But that's what the scripture says, you know, that the Holy Spirit told them to do. Through these teachings, my hope is that and prayer is that any sister listening will start to really get away from religion, because a lot of the church in the United States is extremely religious and just kind of does things the way that they think they're supposed to, okay? Just kind of what they, you know, is common to like Christian behavior, sort of. And coming to a place of real death, okay? Real death and humility, okay? Real dying to self, okay? Where there's no more existence of themselves, okay? And just the spirit, okay? And really just learn to walk in the spirit and to hear him, to hand their lives completely over to the Holy Ghost and let him govern every step that you make. Okay, that is my hope and my prayer. Because in that place you will have that safety, okay? Because going through times of judgment, you can't be that way. You can't be in a place of leaning onto your own understanding and doing things the way that you think normally you should. You need to trust in God's grace if you make a mistake that He will correct you, but there's still going to be difficulties there, and it's really ideal just to be in a place of real death where you're just doing something and you get this little nudge, okay? You get this little or something is stopping you. You get some sort of outward obstacle, like I talked about in the previous podcast, and you stop and you go, okay. And there's people around you who are judging you, okay? Going, you're a Christian, you're not supposed to do that, okay? You're not supposed to behave that way. But you know inwardly something is just not right. Okay, it's a still small, quiet voice. You're getting this little quiet, tiny nudge, and it's telling you slow down. It's telling you not that way. It's telling you don't worry about what people think. Worry about what you think a Christian is supposed to do. Obey me. Listen to the Spirit, okay? Because so much of the Christianity in the United States is just wrong. It's just wrong. Okay, it's just wrong. It's religious, okay? And it hits so heavy on the love of God, but not the judgment of God, okay? And his holiness, okay? And his righteousness and the fear of God, okay? And so there's going to be so many points, okay, where you're going to get something in the spirit where it's going to tell you don't do that, don't give that, don't say that, don't talk about that, okay? You're thinking maybe you're supposed to talk to somebody about the gospel. You're supposed to say this because normally that's what you say to somebody because you're a Christian and that's usually what happens. Holy Spirit is saying, don't do that. It's going to get really, really, really important during times of judgment because, again, okay, you're going to have so many people, okay, that are just not the way you think they are, okay? You have to understand something about demons, okay? They lay dormant, then they pop out and the person changes on you, okay? And a person who can seem one way for a moment, and you can have these ungodly alliances where the Holy Spirit is saying, you're thinking, oh, I should talk to this person, I should do this, I should do that, but you're getting this little nudge, okay? I had this happen with this woman where she seemed so sweet, and she really seemed like someone that I was supposed to minister to, you know what I mean? And the Holy Spirit just said, I'm not telling you to. Okay? I thought I should. The Holy Spirit said, I'm not sending you there. I'm not telling you to go there and do that. I'm thinking, okay. And she lived in our area, and she, my goodness, she just changed. I was walking down the street one day, and she was dressed completely different, screaming with all types of profanity, just acting so strange and bizarre that I thought there, and I had to sit there and watch and say, is that the same woman? I didn't even recognize her, okay, because she was so different, you know? And I watched her, and she ended up going into the same, you know, into the same house, and I realized that's the same person. I just can't believe how different she was. And what the Holy Spirit was doing was he was preventing, okay, something that'd be unfruitful. And you're going to get to these points, okay? Now, do I give up on her soul? Absolutely not, okay? Just because somebody has demons doesn't mean they can't get saved, okay? But the only one who knows, and this is a part about the religious way that the church is, the only one who knows how to save souls is the Holy Ghost. Okay? He's the one that knows how to do it, not man. Okay? And that's why the church is so off. It's because they, you know, I already covered this, but they say, well, you got to talk about the love of God and the mercy of God. You don't want to scare people off. Once again, we already went over this with scriptures early on in these teachings, but that's not what Jesus was. He talked about hell all the time. He knows how to get people saved. You do what the Holy Spirit says. Okay? And it's true because you look now, the church is completely religious, okay? And it bears no fruit. Okay? It's because people are, you know, deceived, and they don't even have a fear of God. They don't even, half of them barely even really believe that hell exists, so they're not really concerned with laying down their lives for their loved ones. Okay? Because they don't really see people on the way to hell. Okay? It doesn't work. The only one who knows how to save souls is the Holy Spirit. So when he says, don't go into that area to the apostles, it's just not time yet. Okay? All right? It's just not time. Okay? They'll go there. They'll get the gospel eventually. Okay? But it's got to be when the Holy Spirit does, because he knows what's going on everywhere. Okay? Does that woman have a chance at salvation? Absolutely, she does. Don't give up on her. But that was not the time to talk to her. Okay? More than likely, she just wasn't ready at that point, and it would have borne no fruit. Okay, so you have to let the Holy Spirit govern every single step. Okay, and really be in this place of humility and quietness. But really importantly, is getting into a place where you're listening to Him and just laying down your own life. Okay, and your own perceptions of things. Okay, and submitting yourself directly onto Him. Okay, leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just really seeking after your Holy Spirit and growing closer to Him. Ask all these prayers, bless in Jesus' name, amen.